Thank you, Madam President. Montenegro welcomes the distinguished delegation of Palau. Montenegro acknowledges positive dynamics in Palau's normative and policy actions since the last UPR, including in terms of meeting the recommendations of the previous cycle. Among several noteworthy achievements are the adoption of a number of national policies, such as the Palau National Gender Mainstreaming Policy, the Palau National Disability Policy, and the Palau Climate Change Policy. We also recognize the establishment of a national mechanism for reporting and follow-up to engage with international human rights mechanisms, as well as of the Office of the Ombudsman and the reactivation of the Palau National Youth Congress. With regard to the ratification of the key international human rights instrument, we encourage the government to further strengthen technical cooperation with the UN country team and OHCHR to enhance national capacities for the full implementation of its international obligations. While recognizing the improvements in the exercise of children's rights, we call on the government to take all necessary steps to improve the child protection system. Montenegro reiterates its call to the government to ratify the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights and its second optional protocol. Montenegro recommends to Palau 1. To explicitly prohibit corporal punishment of children in all settings, and 2. To establish an independent national human rights institution in compliance with the Paris Principles. We wish Palau a successful UPR. I thank you.